everybody. We have been teasing him all morning, and we're so excited. Marcus, are you ready?
I'm so ready.
You're so ready, AV?
Yes, ma'am. Let's do it.
Let's do it. The one and only Mr. Will Packer is here with me.
What's up, y'all? What's happening?
Man.
Happy Think Like a Man Day, y'all.
Is that what it is? Exactly what it is. Yes, sir.
It is Think Like a Man Day. I'm so excited. Miss Adams, thank you for letting me come on.
Oh, come on. You know, we just had fun in Disney in Disney World.
We sure did. Absolutely.
You know, I think it is such an awesome thing that you are doing what you love, and you talked about that earlier, doing what you love. But most importantly, you're building this platform for people who just, you know, they're talented
right.
in all aspects of the word.
Right.
But, you know, sometimes they don't get the visibility, say, like, you know, a Jennifer Aniston or an Angelina
right.
Jolie. And so
right.
we have to create these things.
That's
Isn't
right.
God good?
Oh, he is so good. So good.
Oh, man.
Let me tell you something. I'm so blessed. I'm so excited just to be here. I was sitting here. I was talking with your producer about, you know, how crazy and busy things are. I said, but you know what?
Yeah.
Amen. Thank the Lord I can be busy like that.
Exactly.
It's the people that's not busy. So, and I've come such a long way. I mean, you know, we go back to the gospel.
Yes, we do.
You know, I before I did, you know, Stomp the Yard, Takers Obsessed, I made the gospel. And I made that movie because my mama said, now, you need to make a movie that me and my church sisters can go see, William. She called me by my full government name, Yolanda. She said, William, you need to make a movie for the church, for the missionaries. I said, absolutely. So I appreciate you getting down with me on that one. And here we are. This is, believe it or not, it's my 15th movie.
Wow,
and
man.
You know what? You talked about how God is good. I'm going to say something to everybody that's listening. If you have a dream, you have faith in the Lord, you got faith in yourself, nothing can stop you. I didn't know anybody in Hollywood.
Wow.
I didn't know anybody in Hollywood. I didn't have a bunch of money. I didn't have an age. I didn't have any of that. I just had drive and passion. I started off at FAMU,
right.
made one little movie and then another, and just kept driving. Got told no more times than I can count.
Man.
Got told what I wasn't going to be and how I wasn't going to make it. And I'm still on the way. I still haven't made it. But to be here today with a national movie release and my 15th movie is just a blessing.
Man,
wow.
That's a testament.
You think about it, you are one of the top 10 producers to watch. You are considered one of the most powerful players under the age of 40, top 25 money makers in Hollywood.
Hey,
God has blessed you in a tremendous way, man.
Come on, man. Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm trying. I get nervous when people start reading your stats like that. You know what I'm saying?
Don't get nervous. Don't get nervous. Just celebrate it, man. That's a good thing.
Yeah, absolutely. It is a great thing. It really, really is. And I'm so excited about this new movie.
It's hot, man.
I cannot wait for people to see this movie. I think this is my best work yet. I really do. I had a great cast, a great director, a lot of support. People are talking about it, buzzing about it. And it's funny. It's about relationships. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's like an honest look at relationships. And the whole point of the movie is that, you know, it's called Think Like a Man. It's not literal, like telling women you must think like a man.
No,
what it's saying is, you know, open yourself to the perspective of the other person in your relationship.
Right.
Men, allow yourself to think like and put yourself in the shoes of the women that you're dating and vice versa. Because when we're trying to get over on the person that we're with, nobody's communicating.
Right.
And that's what happens with the demise of relationships. And now you're in a Twitter, Facebook, text message environment. We don't have as much one-on-one communication.
Yeah,
so we
like
deal with that in the movie in a funny way.
Yeah, Will Packer, our special guest on the Yolanda Adams Morning Show. Think Like a Man in theaters today, as you talked about different aspects of things that people have to face with today as far as relationship is concerned. I looked at the four aspects that the movie will highlight. One guy who loves his girlfriend, but when is he going to grow up and propose to her? Then you got another one, which is one woman who wants a man as successful as she is, but what about the up-and-comer who's right under her nose? And then there's a ladies man who has his sights set on a smart, beautiful woman, but with her standards, that may throw him off. And finally, how about the sweet guy who can't break free of his mother? A lot of drama going on, man.
The
a lot
mama's
of situations.
Boy, yeah.
How do you deal with all that?
You're going to see people that you know, and you're going to see a little bit of yourself in this movie. All the characters are relatable to some degree because, you know, you got a lot of sisters that's out there doing their thing, independent woman, making money, and it's hard to find a brother because, look, your standards are set very high.
Right.
And so you want somebody that is on your level or above, and what the movie looks at is that type of person. That character is played by Taraji Henson,
Oh, yeah.
beautiful, talented Taraji Henson, and she ends up dating dating somebody, a brother who hasn't quite made it there yet. He's a dreamer. He doesn't have his whole act together. And he's played by Michael Ealy. Oh, ladies, you know, that's old Blue Eyes, Michael Ealy, from Barbershop and stuff. So Taraji and Michael Ealy play a couple. And I just think a lot of people can relate to that and a lot of the different characters that you talked about in the film.
Man, when you think about one question that they always want to know is, when is he going to grow up and propose? Who's playing that role?
Yeah. You know what's interesting? That couple's interesting because that is Jerry Ferrara. And anybody who watches the TV show Entourage, he plays Turtle on Entourage. So we have that character, and he's the guy, like you said, he's like, you know, a man child. You know, he's stuck in the 80s, you know? Never grew up, not really looking to grow up, and certainly not looking to man up and propose to his longtime girlfriend, who's played by Gabrielle Union. Oh, so we got Gabby Union in there, and she is, you know, the woman who, you know what, she wants the ring, you know? So they're like a lot of couples that have been together for a while. You know, some people even have kids together but haven't made that next step. And so what the movie looks at and what Steve says in his book is that women, if you don't require a man, if you don't let him know what your requirements are. See, guys are simple. A lot of times we'll let you know, okay, this is what I want. This is what I want. This is what I need. If you do this and this, we good, you know? And a lot of times, women will allow themselves to kind of conform to that.
Oh, yeah.
And men get complacent because that's what we do. You know it, fellas. You know, we can get lazy sometimes. And so if we don't have to propose, if we don't have to buy the cow and we get in the milk, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
I think like a man.
I don't know nothing about that.
In theaters today, Will Packer, our special guest on the Yolanda Adams Morning Show. All right, Kevin Hart. Now, what role is Kevin playing?
The fool. Kevin Hart is crazy. Absolutely crazy. You know, Kevin Hart, because it's about a group of guys who hang out together and it's real. We see how they talk and relate and how guys talk when women aren't around, right? So that's our group of guys. Kevin is the guy who is just getting a divorce. And he's the guy that's got all the advice for all the other brothers. Because that's what we want, right? You want the brother whose marriage didn't work to be giving advice to everybody else. Kevin is that guy. He's kind of like the consciousness of the group. So he is, of course, hilarious. He's going to have you laughing from start to finish. And at the end of the day, he learns something about himself, too. I got a lot of cameos in the movie, you know, a lot of surprises. So, you know, it's special.
Man, what is my girl doing? I'm just caught
up. Is that
up
Megan with, Good?
Yeah, you already know.
Yeah, I heard you earlier talking about Megan Good. Yes,
help him.
Yes.
Don't help him with that.
Help your boy AB, man.
She is engaged. Yes,
and very happy.
To a good brother, too. A good.
Will, you're so discouraging.
I'm sorry, brother.
It's over, baby.
Look,
it's over.
We're going to help you find somebody that's Megan Good like, okay? We're going to help you find a good sister out there.
You know, like Megan Good. She might be Megan all right.
There you go. Megan Light. Megan all right. Megan so-so. She plays what we call the 90-day rule girl.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Steve's got a chapter in his book that says, listen, you should not be giving it all up for at least 90 days when you meet a man. Yeah. You know, don't be just jumping in right away. And
makes
so
sense.
She is that girl, and she's
listen,
dating
ladies.
The guy who is the player who's used to getting it right away. So that's an interesting couplet right there. So it looks at how that dynamic works because, you know, you got that. And then you also have the single mom, right? A lot of people can relate to that. Mm-hmm. And she's played by Regina Hall, really funny actress.
Yeah.
She was in Scary Movie, Death at the Funeral.
Right.
She's playing opposite the mama's boy, who's played by Terrence J. A lot of people know from 106 in Park.
Yeah, man,
single mom
love.
Dating the mama's boy.
Yeah.
And, you know, you got that whole issue of if you're a single mom, when do you introduce your new guy that you're dating to your kids? Because, you know, while you're dating, it's tough. You don't want to parade a man coming into your house.
That's the 270-day rule right there.
Will, I have one question.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Will there be part two?
Let me tell you. I'm so glad you asked that. It is up to the listeners. It is up to the public. Let me tell you, we are going out. We want to be number one at the box office this weekend. It's tough to make movies like this where you see us in a really, really positive light.
Right.
And it's a good, solid movie, not just a black film, white film. It's a universal theme movie. If this movie works this weekend, if we're number one at the box office, you can bet Hollywood will make a sequel. People don't understand the power that you have. If you go out, show up, and show out, then Hollywood will say, oh, we need to do more movies like this.
Yeah.
And so you got intelligent African-American couples who are relating to each other, loving each other, and doing things that we actually really do. You know, it's not stereotypical. Man. It's not lowbrow. Right. So I just hope that this movie will come out and do what I think it's going to do, which is number one at the box office. I'm claiming
it. Yes, sir. It will
do it. I agree. Hey, y'all, you got to go out.
Yes.
Will Packer from Think Like a Man. You've got to go out. We say it all the time. Every time we have a movie, go out, support it. Support it three times if you have to this weekend, because we got to have another one. Got to have number two.
There you go.